From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is author Carolina Ixta. Hey, Carolina.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Carolina's sophomore novel is Few Blue Skies. This incredible story is about a teenage girl who is trying to protect her family and community from a corporation that's opening warehouses in her town, which are causing pollution that's affecting people's health. And Carolina's novel, Few Blue Skies, is out now. But right now we're going to hear Carolina's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is the restaurant Bombera in Oakland's Diamond District. The term Bombera is Spanish for firewoman, and this is a fitting name for the restaurant because it operates inside a vacant firehouse. The food is influenced by Mexican and Californian culture, and they have dishes such as chicken tamales, smoked trout tostadas, and duck with green mole sauce. Carolina, I love duck. What do you like to order from here?
Oh my gosh, they have spicy carrots. It sounds so strange, but there are roasted spicy carrots with salsa macha, which is like a peanutty, oily salsa that they make in Mexico, and like toasted sliced almonds. It sounds so strange whenever I pitch it to my friends and we're at the table, but every time we get them, they're so impressed. And they have these like beautiful brothy beans underneath, and the smoked trout tostadas are like phenomenal.
Oh, that sounds so, so, so good. Oh, yum, yum, yum. Okay, that's the restaurant Bombera in Oakland's Diamond District. Your next pick is the exhibit Students on Strike at the Oakland Museum. This installation explores the legacy of San Francisco State University's student activism. The exhibit covers the student strike in the late 1960s and the recent protests against the war in Palestine. There's posters and photos on display to show how students demand justice. Carolina, this reminds me of your main character, Paloma, in your novel, who is also a student activist. So I'm not surprised that you chose this exhibit. Tell us more and tell us what about it caught your attention.
First, I love OMCA, and I think going on their Friday celebrations is the best time to go and see families, especially as the weather's getting nice. They have a grassy area where you can hang out. But yeah, I've been talking quite a lot about strikes and strike culture with my students, and it's really nice to be able to see the art and art activism reconciliation at a place that's so local. Obviously, my second book heavily touches on strikes, having a parent who's on strike, what side you stand on in a strike. So I think these visual cues and reminders through this gorgeous art is a really great way to provoke some conversation.
Yes, so many ideas and just deep things can come from reading your book and also seeing this exhibit. That's the exhibit Students on Strike at the Oakland Museum, and is currently on display until May 31st. And your final pick is Cafe Santana in Oakland. When the founder, Richard Santana, opened the business in 2015, he envisioned a community space that served really good coffee. And he got into roasting coffee beans after reading about the benefits of using a hot air popcorn maker to make coffee. But then he thought, you know what, I can do something even better. And the cafe has coffee beans from places around the world, such as Kenya, Brazil, and Colombia. Carolina, I recently heard about they moved to a different location, and the line was down the street. Tell us what's so good about this coffee, where people are standing in line down the street, and then I saw somebody give massages because the line was so long. I said, that's Oakland for you.
Yep, it is. Well, they just opened this new location very close to where I'm at, so I'm very glad that I can now walk and support a Latino-owned business. I tried to go to the opening event recently, but the line was really down the block. People really showed out. But I went today, and the staff was very, very, very kind, very welcoming. Very nice to see a Latino-owned business locally, very friendly. And I hope people go and support it so that they continue their business.
Yeah, and the logo, too, is beautiful, too, as well. It's like, is it Aztec?
Yeah, they chose this beautiful green shade. It's on MacArthur. Like, you cannot miss it. And this gorgeous mural, too.
Yeah. Okay, so I definitely have to check it out. That's Cafe Santana on MacArthur Boulevard in Oakland. been speaking with author Carolina Ixa. Her novel, Few Blue Skies, is out now. And to learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden, and you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app, the NPR app, the Apple app, and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Quinn. I'm Janae Darden.